Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as here as you can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Moz and Mo each have 2. Emmy has 3.
Whoa!
Okay. We flipped a coin, and Moz has elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Following several nights of protesting, a state of emergency was declared in blank on Thursday.
Charlotte.
Right. On Tuesday, U.S. officials said that Russia was likely responsible for an airstrike on an aid convoy in blank.
Syria.
Right. U.K. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson announced Thursday that the U.K. would begin the blank in early 2017.
Brexit.
Right. This week it was announced that Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein would be excluded from the blanks.
Debates.
Right. A Tennessee woman arrested for driving the wrong way against traffic near New York's Lincoln Tunnel told police she was only trying to blank.
Go towards the light.
No, to avoid... to avoid going to New Jersey. No jury will ever convict her. With 11 wins on Sunday, Game of Thrones became the most awarded series in the history of the blanks.
Emmys.
Right. Firefighters in Rhode Island had to be called in after a man dropped his cell phone and blanked.
Dropped his cell phone and then got stuck in between a rock trying to get it.
You're exactly right.
What?
He got... Well, this is what happened to this guy. He got his head stuck between two giant rocks, and he couldn't get out. It happened at Narragansett Beach in Rhode Island. Emergency crews tried many different methods to get him out. Eventually, they freed him by covering his head and chest in olive oil and then just giving him a tug.
Oh.
The whole rescue took a little over 2 hours, and James Franco is already set to star in the film adaptation. It's called 127 Anytime Minutes. Oh. Bill, how did Moz do in our quiz?
Well, he got 6 right. That's good. 12 more points, total of 14, and he's leading.
Well done.
I can't match that.
All right, Mo, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Washington Post reported that blank used charity money to settle a handful of lawsuits.
Donald Trump.
Right. This week, it was reported that George H.W. Bush was planning to vote for blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. During a congressional hearing on Wednesday, the CEO of Mylan Pharmaceuticals defended increasing the price of their blank.
EpiPen.
Right. Following a 2-day meeting, the Federal Reserve announced it was keeping blank rates steady.
I think it should be interest rates.
It should be. On Sunday, a senior citizen in Florida was arrested for assaulting another senior citizen after a dispute over blank.
On Sunday, right?
Yes.
The 1948 election. I don't know.
Shuffleboard. This week, Google Capital announced an $850 million investment in home sharing company blank.
Home sharing? Airbnb.
Yes. With the release of the iPhone 7, employees at the Apple Store in Green Bay, Wisconsin have had to spend the week blanking.
Setting it up for Aaron Rodgers?
No, the Green Bay, Wisconsin Apple Store has had to explain to everybody that they sell actual apples, not phones.
Oh!
Nice. Depending on which Yelp review you read, the Apple Store in Green Bay, Wisconsin is either a 5-star fruit seller with, quote, an unbelievable selection of apples, or a 1-star gadget store that, quote, accidentally pressed my cell phone into cider. According to the manager, the store's employees have had to spend a fair amount of time explaining they're not that type of Apple store, but says he understands the mistake as his flagship product also does not have a headphone jack. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Well, he got 5 right, 10 more points, but he's too short of Moz, who still has the lead.
All right, so how many then does Amy need to win?
6 to win.
Oh,
6
boy.
To win? Here we go, Amy.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. This week, the Senate Banking Committee grilled the CEO of blank about the company illegally opening over 2 million customer accounts.
Wells Fargo.
Right. On Wednesday, officials announced that for the first time, ISIS militants used blank weapons on U.S. soldiers.
Russian.
No, chemical weapons.
Oh.
This week, a federal prosecutor claimed that blank knew about the Bridgegate closures as they were happening.
Chris Christie.
Right. A Pennsylvania man was charged with reckless endangerment this week after he blanked while in the passenger seat of a car.
What would he have been doing? It does involve mooning somebody out the window.
No, he threw a beer bottle from the car, which hit a utility pole, bounced back into the car, and hit another passenger. On Wednesday, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed adding the rusty-patched bumblebee to the blank.
endangered species?
Yes, list? This week, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe got in hot water when he posted a photo of himself posing with Willie Nelson and blank.
Pot weed?
Yes, a large container of Willie's weed. This week, a man in England called the police to report that his ex-girlfriend had blanked.
His ex-girlfriend had broken up with him.
No, had overfed his pet hamster.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he called the police?
He called 911. In the tape, the man told the operator that his recent ex was refusing to return his hamster, and he went on, quote, "I don't want to cause any trouble whatsoever, but he's my little hamster, and he's ended up looking like a fat little pig." Unfortunately, the operator explained that this really wasn't a police matter and informed Mr. Pitt that he and Angelina would have to work this out in their
own. Oh!
Bill!
Oh, I did so badly. I feel terrible.
Hold on. It's not truly terrible unless Bill says it is. Bill, how terrible was that?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
No, Amy, you got 4 right, 8 more points, total of 11, and that means Moz is today's winner.
Congratulations, Moz.